not another cent. Heritage ad blasts Biden Ukraine spending binge. Average U.S. household has contributed $900 to foreign war. By Sean Moran on August 23, 2023. The Heritage Foundation released a blistering ad ahead of Wednesday's presidential debate highlighting President Joe Biden's spending on Ukraine aid. The Heritage Foundation will formally launch the ad during the RNC debate pre-show hosted by the podcast Ruthless. The Heritage Foundation formally said that Biden is holding disaster relief for Americans hostage. "That's just plain wrong," the narrator in the ad said. The ad also notes that the average American household has paid roughly $900 to aid Ukraine's protracted war against Russia. "Congress shouldn't approve another cent," the ad said. The United States has provided $113 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine. Now, Biden is asking for an additional $24 billion to continue aiding the country's conflict with Russia. Heritage President Dr. Kevin Roberts said in a written statement about the ad. "The majority of Americans oppose sending more U.S. aid to Ukraine. And yet the Biden administration is asking Congress to approve another $24 billion. To make matters worse, they're holding hostage emergency funding for hurricanes and fires here at home. It's typical of the D.C. swamp to play games with the American people's money. We won't stand for it." The Heritage Foundation is adamantly opposed to this proposal. The ad will also be streamed on the audio version of the Ruthless podcast. Richard Stern, the director of the Heritage Foundation's Budget Center, told Breitbart News that the total proposed aid to Ukraine would cost $1,100 per household if one were to include Biden's requested $24 billion in aid to Ukraine. According to the Federal Reserve's 2022 Economic Well-being of U.S. Households, 37% of Americans lack enough money to cover a $400 emergency expense, which is up from 32% in 2021. Breitbart News's Christina Wong reported that Biden has vowed to give survivors of the Maui fires a one-time $700 payment per household, which is less than the aid currently given to Ukraine. While the Heritage Foundation has pushed to stop sending seemingly endless aid to Ukraine, Bill Kristol and other neoconservatives have launched a $2 million ad campaign to urge Republicans to continue backing Ukraine. A CNN poll found that a majority of Americans, or 55%, believe Congress should not send more aid to Ukraine. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine has created a staggering death toll. The New York Times reported that nearly 500,000 Ukrainian and Russian troops have been killed since the beginning of the conflict 18 months ago. George Beebe, the director of Grand Strategy for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, said, "Aid without diplomacy is simply a formula for yet another forever war. Or worse, an escalation into direct war with Russia." The fight for more appears dire as Representative Andy Harris, RMD, the co-chair of the Congressional Ukraine Caucus, said that he is not sure Ukraine's war against Russia is winnable anymore. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.